Imagining Zach Wheeler walking out to this tonight as he takes them out. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9498. I need a Brave to hit the ground tonight. After last night, Bryce Harper wore in the elbow against Strider. We are lucky. I mean, we are really lucky that Bryce Harper doesn't have a fractured elbow. That pitch in that spot, and look, we know a couple years ago, 3 years ago now, in San Diego when Bryce broke his thumb, and it reminded me of that, the way he went down, the pain he was in, how long it took him to get up. I was thinking the worst last night. We lucked out, but that doesn't mean we let this go. 215-592-9494. Do you need the Phillies to retaliate tonight? I do. I think they need to. It's not a should they, will they. I think they need to retaliate. Where do you come down as the Braves hit Harper last night? Let's hear from Spencer Strider after the game. More on what he had to say about it not being on purpose. And just listen to Strider.
I'm not a complete sociopath, so I have some empathy. So, you know, I do feel bad for him to see a person in pain that I caused. So, but, you know, I've still got a job to do. And, you know, I think try to realize that that was one pitch, you know, so certainly not indicative of how I was pitching or how I planned to pitch. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's even the most accurate guys can let one go here and there. And so I know he knows that, and I hope he knows there's obviously nothing personal. It's not intentional, and you know, glad that he's okay.
Do you think it was intentional?
Yeah, it would be on site. Listen, and I understand who was it called in and said, you know, I got to be a grown up in a situation like this.
Yeah.
I try. Lord knows I try.
You
every
do
day.
Try. You. I think I every day every you day. Wake up and say, I'm going to be a grown up, and but then sometimes we tell you you're being a baby.
Here's the thing that gets me. It's the chuckle. Like, don't be chuckling. Like, when you chuckle, that's irritating. And then you top it off. You start it off by saying, you know, what did he say? I'm not a psychopath or whatever.
Not a complete sociopath.
Partial. And then you chuckled.
Half a sociopath.
You chuckled about it. This ain't no chuckling situation, dog. Mm-mm. I've been sitting over here grabbing my elbow. I couldn't imagine getting hit in the elbow the way that he got hit in the elbow. And going straight back to the bullpen and waiting for that pain to go away. Like, that feels like almost instant retaliation. Now, I understand where everybody's coming from, and you got to be the man in the high ground. But we are in a situation where we're fighting for a playoff spot. And the one thing – what has been one of the things that people say about this Phillies team? They ain't got no seasoning. I've heard that before. And you could take seasoning to translate however you want that to translate. That, to me, means that they just go out there and they play. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. But every now and then, you need to let people know that you're not about games all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of those moments. And I think especially when you talk about what has happened over the last couple of days, Bryce Harper's been on a little bit of a tear. And he's been retaliate against because of that. And for the most part, this team is a team that takes the high ground. But every now and then, you have to get your uniform dirty. You have to let people know that even though you are trying to be a grown-up, I will push your stuff in.
Push it right in. Push your stuff right in. And you know what? And here's who it's on to push the stuff in, okay? I'll use your terms. It's on the pitchers. The batters can't retaliate for themselves.
Like,
they need the pitchers to protect them. That's what the pitching staff has to do, protect the hitters that are getting plunked. And Bryce Harper's getting plunked left and right now. And I think we have the right guy on the mound in our next game, and that is Zach Wheeler. Wheeler has always struck me as very old school. We've had him on the show, just listen to him talk.
Yeah. He seemed like he will push it.
Yeah, like he's not old, but he's older. But he also, to me, strikes me as an old soul, the way he thinks about the game and pitches the game. I think he's the right guy to do this. And let's not forget, Zach Wheeler has some history with Ronald Acuna. Remember this a few years ago? Let's listen to this. You know, his beef with Acuna back in the day.
Pitched him away the first at bat, and then he just got to that one. So that might have been the cause of that. But same thing with Ozuna. I think we finished him with a bunch of high heaters in. And so that next at bat, he was on that. And then I just hung the curveball to what's his name? Acuna.
Acuna. He forgot his name.
What's his name? Ronald Acuna. There's no way he forgot his name. That no, was like Zach, an intentional
Zach,
what's
Zach
his name.
Got that dog in him, too. Yeah. Like, I could see that happening.
What's his name again?
And then he said Acuna.
Yeah. Only one of the most talented players in baseball. Forgot who he was.
Wasn't he MVP that year?
I think he was, yeah. Let's go to Matt in West Stafford. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Matt?
Listen, I was at the game as well, right? When he went down, my jaw dropped. Kept checking Twitter. Thank God he's okay. But listen, Zach Wheeler, I hope you're listening. 97 to that ACL knee to
See
Ronald
that,
Acuna.
That's a lot.
I don't care. Right to that knee.
That sends a statement.
97, Matt from West Deptford says. Matt, listen, we got to hit him back. No question.
Listen, ready? It was one pitch Strider said. Same thing with Wheeler. It was just one bad pitch. Didn't tell me the whole game. One pitch got away.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Acuna needs to get drilled. I'm shocked they didn't even honestly throw up and in at anybody last night.
I know.
Which, you know, kind of pissed me off. But listen, Acuna needs to get drilled. And all I keep thinking of is, I don't know if you guys seen this video, is when Kevin Millar got hit. I forget who hit him on the Yankees. And Pedro said, "Who do you want me to hit?" And then he hit Soriano to start the game, and then he hit Jeter.
He sent them both to the hospital, those two guys.
And he said in the video, he says, "I'll send both of them in the ambulance." Listen, that's what needs to happen to Acuna.
Matt, I don't need him in an ambulance, but I need him hit. I agree with you. I need him thrown at tonight. Matt, good phone call. Matt came in with some vinegar behind
him. That was a lot.
Boom!
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. Well, how could we be mad? I mean, we're kind of rallying the troops here. This is kind of our fault.
I'm childish.
I mean, specifically targeting the knee might be a little bit much.
I don't need that in particular.
I might go to the back or, you know, his ass or something like that.
The back or the ass. Yeah. The little meatier parts of the body.
But I mean, like, I want him to be hurt.
The upper rib.
Not injured.
I mean, the upper rib hurts for a while.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, the message will be sent.
Yes.
I think
we're not tolerating.
Is where we go.
Yes, no head, and I think the knee's probably a little much, but I'll take a rib or a back or whatever. Here's the thing, and I know there's probably some people out there that are like, well, what if Wheeler gets thrown out of the game? First of all, I don't believe after last night the umpires are going to warn everyone when the game starts, because there really nothing else happened besides what happened to Harper, so it was pretty tame last night. Now, tonight, if we start the game and Wheeler hits Acuna, they probably warn both sides then.
Be the smart thing to do.
The warning comes out from the umps. All right, no more. That's it. It's over now. Let's just move on. And then we all move on. And the message is sent and we're done. Now, the one thing that could go wrong is if Wheeler tries and misses and then we missed our shot, because then the warner's going to come out and then we got to worry about people getting thrown out of games. I just need to send the message back. I need the message to be sent back that we're not doing this and we're not allowing the Braves or the Mets or anybody in baseball to go up and into our guys, because that's what's going to happen. Even if it's not intentional, if we keep allowing pitchers to throw up and in on Harper and Schwarber and Turner, someone's going to break a hand. I mean, like, it's over the next...
principality of it.
Yeah, we're going to allow our guys to get hurt because we're just...
nice guys.
Taking the high road. Enough of the high road. Go hit somebody. Tony in Bridesburg. What's up, Tony?
Yeah. I was at the game last night, watching the game, and I am shocked that the manager did not do nothing, come out, yell anything.
Well, what is that going to do, though?
Well, it was a tight game,
right? You know, maybe it would have been a bench clearing brawl or something. I am shocked. He did the same thing in Oakland. He didn't do night stands there.
Yeah.
The manager supposed to be for his players.
So I agree with that last sentiment, Tony. I don't know if he had to come out last night, but here's what I'll say.
He should have went right up to Strider and start yelling
in
at
his
him.
Face, right in his face. Spitness, yep, all that.
All that.
Throw his hat down.
That's right.
He could shove him, too. How about that?
Yeah, he can do what he wants to, but I got a feeling Wheeler's going to come right out tonight, and he's going to start off right away and hit somebody.
Well, I would like this. I would like Topper to talk to Wheeler about it. I mean, you got to make Wheeler's got to be comfortable with it. You're not going to make him do it if he's not. But I think Wheeler would be comfortable doing it for the team.
I mean, your manager's supposed to be for your players.
Of course,
he didn't do nothing at all.
So you're mad at Topper?
Well, Harper, you know, they all should be mad at the manager, really. He should have been out there screaming and yelling, and then maybe something would have went down. You know, both benches might have cleared or something.
We haven't had a good bench clearing ball in a long time. Tony, good phone call.
I think it's coming tonight.
Well, if we hit Acuna, it just might. Tony, good phone call.
I like Tony.
That was a kind of a tight game to be making those rash decisions late in the game, though, right?
Yeah, what do you think about Topper getting involved? Going right up to Strider, screaming at him?
But my thing is this. today is the better day because, like, at that point, you was only up by one run, correct?
Well, so, until the eighth inning, it was 1-0. Yeah,
yeah, so it
or
was
0-0, then 1-0.
So you're locked in. The Braves are breathing down your neck. They're trying to get some momentum going. Mm-hmm. And Bryce gets hit. I think that they handled it the right way last night. Because that game could have went either way.
Yeah. So if the Phillies had got a bigger lead, I do wonder if last night would have been the night.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that lead. It was tight the whole time. Yeah, tonight feels like the right night to just settle the score. Everyone,
yeah, because like last night wasn't the time for it because now you're putting – I mean, I know that I hate to sound,
I'm going to say this.
But you're putting your pettiness in front of the game. And you should – that should – you know, you could be petty.
Oh,
but you gotta keep focused too because you want to win that game.
But I could trade a win for a Brave.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
I would have taken the L to being a Brave.
What would you rather tonight? A win or a Brave beaned? I'll take a beaned Brave.
I want to bean a Brave.
I'll take the W.
You put a win over beaning a Brave tonight?
See, this is where I try to be the adult in this situation.
Yeah, you can't. Come on.
If
put that poll
those
up.
Are my choices tonight.
Yes.
I'm taking the W.
Wow.
I'm trying to bury the Braves because I don't want them to get a win.
Yeah, see, I knew deep down you still were plant-based.
Sometimes the old you comes out, but the new you's still there. I'm trying to make better decisions.
Nah.
That's it.
I'm trying to hit a Brave, okay? I'm trying to settle a score.
As opposed to winning.
If I have to choose between beaning a Brave or winning the game tonight, I will bean the Brave.
I want to win.
Yeah, I got to
think. I'll bean them tomorrow.
This is where I'm with you. This is where I feel like we start to lose the people who are voting when I put this poll up.
That's okay. I just want to gauge the audience. That's all right. I want to see how many people are like plant-based chew and how many people are out for blood tonight. All right, Mindy in Nazareth. What's up, Mindy?
Love you guys. I love the Phillies, but I'm not so sure if Strider did it on purpose. I don't like Strider, but please don't ask Zach to do it. Maybe the bullpen at some other time. I don't think they would bean Harper in front of the home crowd. I mean, I'm surprised the bench wasn't cleared if it was that obvious that it was on purpose. But our pitchers hit people too. I was more concerned with all the last away games. It looked like Kyle Schwarber was being targeted several times. I'm glad Harper wasn't hurt, but please don't ask Zach Wheeler to do it because he's my favorite player and I don't want to see him thrown out of the game. And I just don't think it's the right time to do retaliation. Somewhere else down the road, I like to see Acuña hit myself. But that's the evil part of me.
So if not now, when? Why not? Like, why not Wheeler? Don't like see Mindy, the way he's my favorite too. But I trust him. Like he has great command. If he tries to put the ball in Acuña's back, I think he'll hit him and we'll all move on. Some of the other guys, I don't know, they might miss behind him and then we miss our shot.
Yeah, but it would be too obvious that Wheeler did it on purpose, and I just don't want him thrown out of the game for doing something on purpose.
So that's fair.
Like that.
Yeah, and I do think there's a chance that happens, and Mindy appreciates the phone call, but I don't think, unless Wheeler hits someone in the head to start the game, which I don't think he would do that,
mm-mm.
I don't think he's getting thrown out of the game for hit by pitch. Like, that only happens after warnings are issued. And, like, unless it's so overtly obvious, which I don't think Wheeler would do that, I think he would be able to just, set up.
I mean, he's good enough pitcher that
exactly.
he can hide trying to hit somebody.
Yes.
It's not going to be that obvious.
Yeah, I don't think if he throws behind Acuña and misses him, and then the umpires say, all right, enough, warnings, no more, then he can't do it because then he gets thrown out of the game. I think they'd let the Phillies have a little flesh.
Yeah, they're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like in a situation like this, even though Spencer said what he said, Braves are probably looking to see what's going to happen tonight. I would be on high alert. I would definitely be on high alert.
So if the umps issued a warning mm-hmm. and Wheeler did it, is that suspension territory?
It could be, yeah.
Damn. Because if it's just throwing you out of the game, I might still throw one, give him a nice old stare down.
See, now y'all just taking it too
take the far. Ejection.
We're in five days.
But see, this is where we have to interject some grown-up isms. In this.
No.
If we're talking about getting suspended and throwing people out the game, then that's a lot. Now, I'm pretty sure that Wheeler is a good enough pitcher that he can pitch around, that he can hit him and be like, hey, my bad, and just keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And everybody know what it is, but when you say my bad, it's almost the same as saying with all due respect. What can you do?
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing. Oh, my bad, dog. I didn't mean to hit you. No, and damn well I did.
Of course.
And let's just keep it moving.
So our last caller said Phillies pitchers hit batters too. They do. Everyone does. But the Phillies have only hit 17 batters the entire season. Now, part of this is they have a really good pitching staff, especially their starting rotation. They have good command. Like, they don't have guys that just came up from AAA. They don't know what they're doing. These guys are star pitchers, so they're good, right? But that's towards the bottom of baseball. I mean, most teams have hit more batters than the Phillies. We don't hit that many batters. I mean, we have great command with our rotation. We don't seem to do that very often. It's a great pitching staff, especially the starters. That's all great. But I need tonight a Brave to be hit, and it's not because I don't think Strider came into yesterday and said, "You know what I'm doing? I'm hitting Bryce Harper."
He didn't know, but he hit him.
He hit him, and I think he intentionally went up and in. And it's obviously become something where pitchers feel like they can go up and in on the Phillies.
You're soft. You're getting punked. Like, basically, they're punking you. Mm. That's what it is. And I understand that the young lady was talking about she don't want to see it happen, but you don't want to be out in these streets thinking that everybody, you know, can take advantage of you either.
No.
That's not a great place to be in. And if somebody keeps doing, like, this is the unfortunate thing about all of this, is that the frequency in which is happening, you know, and you talk about the last couple of days, this is not like a one-off. And when you talk about what the Phillies have hit pitchers or hitters, it's not a one-off. This is somewhat of a pattern.
Yep.
And even though, you know, Spencer might have been sincere in his saying that he didn't mean it, then somebody got to be dealt with because you did it. And unfortunately for Acuna, it looks like it's going to be you.
Well, and I just want to cut this off now because we got lucky last night. Let's be honest. Like, if Bryce Harper, if that ball hits a centimeter in a different spot, maybe he has a fractured elbow and he's out for the season. We got lucky. And the next time a Strider or pick your pitcher in baseball thinks they could come up and in on Harper or Schwarber or Turner, we're probably going to have a broken bone in someone's hand here or elbow, and then the season is in trouble. So I want to avoid that and make pitchers think like, if I hit them, they're going to get my guy. I can't do that. John in Delaware's up. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John. What's up,
John?
Hey, I have a theory on this. I think Harper needs to take matters into his own hand. I don't know whether y'all remember a player named Jay Johnstone that played for the Phillies from the mid to late 70s.
I remember.
He had a theory. If you throw at me, when I get back in the batter's box, that bat is slipping out of my hands. Harper needs to do it.
What do you mean? What is that sign? You swinging on somebody?
Well, yeah. I think he means like he swings and the back accidentally goes flying. You're making me think, John. There was also remember the Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens thing with the bat. Bats involved now.
Yep.
Hey, people with bats.
Harper has been thrown at too many times here lately.
Well, that's true.
Something needs to be done. If the pitchers ain't going to retaliate, he needs to do it himself.
Well, I don't want it to get there. I haven't heard the name Jay Johnstone in a long time. John, good phone call. Here's my issue with the bat thing.
Let me get this straight.
That's a big old whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, that's
with bat in hand. He wants to go like bean strike.
No, the bat accidentally slips out of the hand.
Swing the bat, but it slips right at the pitcher.
Swing right at. Yeah, that dog probably ain't gonna hunt.
Probably not gonna hunt. Also, we're playing a dangerous game. Like, what if it slips and goes in the crowd? Mm-hmm. And what if it slips and hits the first base coach for no reason?
That's a lot. I think the bat's a lot more dangerous than a baseball.
And you can't really guide it, right? Yeah. Like, you know, I trust Zach Wheeler to put the ball where he wants. I don't trust.
Yeah, it's a little different. He has a little bit more control.
Yeah.
There's a line here, I think. I did what that reminded me of. I saw a clip floating around a few years ago on social media, and it was an old one, so I don't remember the names of who it was. You might know who I'm talking about, though. But I do think it's before your time. This was a batter that got hit by a pitch. The next time he was at the plate, he strategically laid a bunt up the first baseline so that the pitcher had to go get it and then just blasted him.
Oh, I like that. I don't remember that one. I got to find that clip. I mean, some of my favorite ones, because people brought up the Don Zimmer thing, the Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan, when he kind of puts him in a headlock, it just starts punching him. And then there's some great old school brawls.
That's some violence.
We don't have as many of those anymore, but I don't need that. I'm not asking for a brawl between these teams and get everyone suspended and hurt.
You just want the respect that you deserve.
Yes. I want this to be, I want to be very, see, Hugh, I think we're being adults about it. I want to be an adult, start the game tonight, and throw a baseball on purpose at Ronald Acuna. That, to me, is very adult.
I believe it, too, that, like, My adult language is don't put your hands on me. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, then we have a problem.
Now, here's the good thing. We have Zach Wheeler on the mound tonight and not, you know, Hugh Douglas on the mound tonight, because we know when you threw out a first pitch, I heard from some people that divot is still in the ground down in Clearwater.
I keep hearing that, too. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Did you see Howie Roseman one-up you last night?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was happy for Howie, but see, here's the
Tell
thing.
The truth.
Here's the difference.
He one-upped you.
But here's the difference between me and Howie. Howie cares about what people think about him for the most part. Yeah. Me, not so much. So I didn't really care that I get ridiculed on a daily basis about, you know, my pitching.
Can I
Howie,
give you...
Howie practiced that. Look at, did you see his throw?
Yeah.
He practiced that in his backyard with his kids.
He did. He said that because some plays baseball, so
yeah,
he practiced.
He practiced that.
I hear you. I hear a little bit of coping in here. Just a tiny bit of coping that Howie threw a better first pitch.
No.
A little bit.
Listen, Joe, I am fine. I'm happy that Howie threw out that first pitch. Brandon Graham's first pitch was better than mine as well. Fletcher Cox.
Those are other athletes.
Yeah,
like,
you can go down the list.
Howie's just a guy.
And Howie is a guy that is real in tune to how people see him and how he's perceived. And he revels in that. Yeah. Not me, not so much.
You hear Hugh Copa?
Say you do with the YouTube people.
No, it's true.
You stop wearing black shirts since YouTube started.
Who's rent free and who's
not?
No,
I still wear the black shirts, but for me and you people, it's a love hate relationship. Because I live rent free in their head.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we have this tay to tay going back and forth. And every now and then, they will come with some gems that will make me chuckle a little bit. I give them props. But lately, they ain't been bringing the heat like they did initially.
They're just more mad at you now, I think, than...
They're mad at me about what? For being honest?
I think they're disappointed in you.
They're mad at me for being honest. They're mad at me because I sit here and I tell the truth, and sometimes they don't want to hear that.
Well, if they want to hear the truth, just wait till we get to PFF's quarterback list and where Jalen Hurts ranks. All right, 215-592-9494. For your phone calls, Phillies, do you need them to retaliate tonight? I do. No questions asked. I need Acuna more than anyone. And if it's Riley or Olsen, I'm okay with that. But I want Acuna to wear one tonight the way Harper did last night. Where do you come down on the Phillies needing to bean a Brave in retaliation? Plus, we got to talk to our Eagles insider, Elliot Shore Parks. He's going to be at OTAs. They start today.
OTAs in the rain.
Yeah, it's football season here. Elliot Shore Parks joins us coming up. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performances. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official partner of 94 WIP.